backstage. This is Siren, and you're listening to Singing with the Siren, lesson number 3. First of all, I just want to take a moment to just apologize for the fact that it has been so long since I've recorded a last lesson, and I do apologize. Life gets really busy sometimes with performing and work and just trying to juggle everything like that, so I do apologize. I hope that you continue to be practicing, and if you haven't looked at the previous lessons, I'll just make sure to put a link for them in the description. And last lesson, we talked about vocal warm-ups, and we ran through some, and so I hope those have been going well. And in the previous lesson, we talked about breathing and just kind of an introduction to singing. So today's lesson, we're going to talk about good alignment and how we should stand when we're singing. That's really important to how you're going to produce the sound that you make when you're singing. So it's just like any other instrument, right? If you want to make sure that you're playing your violin good, you would want to make sure that it's tucked nicely underneath your chin and you're holding your bow the proper way. And the same thing is with singing. You want to make sure that you're standing properly because your body is your instrument when it comes to singing. So, first of all, why does it matter? Why does it matter that we should align our bodies right? What is the purpose of this? Well, the reason is it gives us better breathing. It gives a better appearance. The body language is more inviting. It's easier for the singer. There's a lack of fatigue if we stand tall. It portrays confidence, and it's more of a free movement for us. So the good alignment means the best position of mechanical advantage. So that basically what that means is that when you have good alignment, it's the best possible position for your body to be in for singing. So when we're standing, we're going to remember to have our body straight. So I'm going to kind of go from the top down as to how we should stand. But the best way for you to kind of figure out right away how you should stand is if you go against the wall, you line yourself up against the wall, and that is a perfect way to get yourself aligned. So your head's not going to be too forward, your back's not going to be arched or anything. Now, I do realize that this is a little bit trickier to teach because I can't see what you're doing, and this is just my voice. So if you have any questions, if you're confused about anything, if you need me to clarify something, please do not hesitate to comment or PM me, and I will do my best to help you. But this is just kind of a generic help. Like anything, if you need help with something more specific for your voice, just message me, okay? So, let's start at the top. So we want to make sure that the top of the head is high, like the crown of the head. And almost we're going to feel like the head is floating on top of our shoulders, okay? So it's not going to be, like, tucked back too far, but it's not going to be extended out too far. It's just going to float on the top of our shoulders. Chest is going to be high. The rib cage is going to be open, which means that we're going to roll our shoulders up and then just back and then just let them go. So we don't want to like hold them up by our ears, but we don't want them to be forward. We want them just to roll them back. So just roll your shoulders back and then just drop them, making the chest high and your rib cage open. Okay. And the pelvis is going to rest right below. And then we don't want to lock our knees. We want to make sure that our knees are flexible. So you don't have to be lunging or crouching or anything, but you just want to make sure your knees are unlocked. Because if we lock our knees, there's two things that happen when we lock our knees for singing. One is that we don't have very good balance, so eventually if we lock our knees, we're going to fall or faint. I've seen this happen in many performances of people lock their knees and all of a sudden they faint. So don't lock your knees. Reason number two why we don't lock our knees is because if we lock our knees, it affects our low breathing. Now, if you need a refresher on breathing, go back to lesson number go back to lesson number one and listen to it and then come back here. But basically, the reason why it affects our breathing is because it tightens all of the lower abdominal muscles when we lock our knees. So we want to make sure our knees are locked, okay? And we want to make sure that the weight is forward on the balls of the weight is forward on the balls of our feet, okay? So we don't want to stand on the heels. We don't want to be on the tiptoes either. We want to be on the balls of our feet. So it's a bit more forward than back, okay? So that is basically the basics of good alignment for singing. Now, what we kind of want to think of too when we're standing after we do all these things with our body is that we want to think of the greatest possible lengthening of the spine. Now, if anyone has taken lessons before, you might know that this is called Alexander Technique. Alexander Technique was created by a man named Alexander who had vocal problems. So he lined up the body and he realized that, hey, this actually helps with singing. So I'm going to just like kind of make a technique about this. And it was kind of, at the time, it wasn't really known that that was a thing. So yes, Alexander Technique is just making sure that we're thinking about our spine being lengthened, which helps us to stand up straight and to do all the things that we just talked about previously, okay? So that is a little bit of what good alignment should look like for standing. I know that this is a bit of a shorter lesson than usual, but keep practicing your breathing, keep practicing your vocal warm-ups, and make sure that when you're doing these things that you're standing proper, and see if it makes a difference. If you have any questions, concerns, comments, please comment them, and feel free to message me about them as well. Happy singing to everybody, and have a fantastic day. Bye!